WTOP listeners are emailing us that they are seeing a large gathering of unwelcome guests this year on their roses. Japanese beetles. And joining us live this morning, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. And I know, Mike, you do not like those Japanese beetle traps, do you?
Well, it's not a question of like or not like. The thing about traps is in the profession, when you're a farmer, when you do this for a living, you use them as monitoring devices. You put these traps up in your fields, you check them every day. As soon as you catch the first pest insect, you take the traps down right away, and then you do whatever you need to do to protect your crops. Because farmers know if they leave the traps up, it's like a magnet to bring the pests in to the crops. Sometimes if you don't have even the monitoring traps up, your neighbors will be eaten to the ground, but they'll never come to your house because they didn't have that lure attracting them.
So what is our best strategy here? I mean, none of us want to harm the environment, and really, I don't want to harm the bugs either, but I don't want them harming
Oh, yes, you do.
Friends.
Oh, come on. They're Japanese beetles. They're copulating while they're eating your roses. They're having too much fun while they defoliate your garden.
Well, stop serving them martinis, will you?
We are allowed to go after these pests. They're like slugs. They don't count in the great cycle of life.
But don't use those traps. They won't work.
Don't use Japanese beetle traps. Take all the roses off your plants if they're feeding on them. Put them in vases inside. Spray the plants with a deterrent, like a strong garlic oil or a deer repellent. And then by the time the next bloom of roses comes out, hopefully the Japanese beetles will be feeding elsewhere.
Good deal, nice. Michael. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.
And you could also turn the lights up and get rid of the mood music and maybe it'll go away.
I think the martini's causing the problem.
9:53.